Naam, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brother, you are highly welcome for asking this question. If I understand you, what you mean is that someone, maybe he has been committing a sin, as it is maybe fornication, for instance. As a result of that, he has to do the ghostlu, Lady Janaba, ghostlu Lady Janaba from time to time. Then he did decide that maybe he should now make the ghostlu to be ghostlu the whole Islam. The ghostlu for the one that is just becoming a Muslim. Maybe as a result of, he want to see himself as a new Muslim by taking the bath. Maybe Allah will erase all the sins that he has committed before. No. You see, there is ghostlu Janaba and there is ghostlu the whole Islam. When someone commits sin, irrespective of the magnitude, irrespective of the number of sin that someone has committed, if that person has not done zina, he has not done shirik, that person still remain a Muslim. He has not left the fold of Islam. And the one that has to do the ghuslu, the holy Islam, the ghuslu for entry into Islam, is that person who has become a kafir, a non-Muslim, and want to return to Islam. In the case of the person you have mentioned, that person still remain a Muslim, mashallah. He still remain a Muslim. So he has to do the ghuslu janaba. So the one that the tatahur, that is the cleanliness that we have to do, is what is known as tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Allah yuhibbu tawabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who repent to Allah, and He loves those that purify themselves. So making tawbah means that we are seeking the forgiveness of Allah from our shortcomings, and that we determine that we will never go back to it again. Even though one is not able to do that, when you commit, someone commits a sin and still go back to that sin, he will still make another tawbah. If he does it another time, he will still make another tawbah. As long as that person is sincere in his repentance, Allah is always ready to accept our repentance. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Law annakum tuznibun, lawla annakum tuznibun. If not for that you people commit sin, la dhahaba Allahu bikum, Allah will have taken you away, wa la ja'a bi ghayrikum, and Allah will come to other with other set of people. Yudnibun, they will be committing sins, wa yastaghfirun, and they will seek the forgiveness of Allah, fa yaghfiru Allahu lahum, and Allah will forgive them. So it is part of the nature of man to do mistake. So, but what Allah does not love is that we should remain on that mistake. We should have the intention and make effort to go away from our mistakes. So when we do that, Allah is going to forgive us. We don't need to make ghuslu of entering into Islam. So because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Islamu yajubu ma qablahu, that Islam will erase any sins that someone has committed before. Islam will erase anything that someone has committed before. So because that person still remain a Muslim, then there is no way for him to now say he want to do ghuslu the whole Islam, because he's still a Muslim. That hadith apply to someone who is a non-Muslim and enter into Islam. So that person, when he make the ghuslu, Allah has erased everything that he has committed before. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us better understanding of what you have said, and the ability to practice our Islam to the utmost best, as recommended by Allah subhanahu in his book and taught by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the Sunnah, and as demonstrated by the early predecessors among the companions and their students. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.